This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Happy Tuesday and welcome to the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, Atlanta Sports Station, 680 and 93.7. Road Dogs on the road today, but we got DT as our associate producer and our engineer, Sean Nerney. Nerney's got a little hop, skip, and a jump to his step today. Traffic must not have been bad early this morning, Nerney. Good to see you in here, ready to get to work. As we have another gorgeous day in Atlanta.
Hey now.
We won't see rain for another week, at least. I'm digging it. Makes you want to go tee it up and play a little golf, doesn't it? But it's time to go to work, man, and I'm ready.
Bucks Big Take.
All right, overnight, the Braves' magic number to clinch the East stayed at one. And this was made possible by the Braves' general manager and president of baseball operations, one Alex Anthopoulos, and his forward thinking. No one has invested more in bullpen arms over the last couple of years than the Atlanta Braves. Now, the bullpen investment has been overshadowed by the media with all the lockdown contracts Alex has signed with all the young talent here with the Braves. Acuña, Albies, Olson, Riley, got them all locked down. But make no mistake about it, the decision to go big with bullpen quality arms has been brilliant, too. Right now, the Braves' bullpen is the best in baseball. And it has led the way in tracking down the lousy, stinking, sorry Mets. Kenley Jansen leads the National League in saves. Good job, Kenley. Way to get the car back on the road. How about McHugh? You hear him here on 680 The Fan, on Chuck and Chernoff. He's been awesome in these hold situations. An Atlanta boy coming on back home. And the last-minute trade deadline edition of Iglesias looks like the most important deal that Anthopoulos has done did during the trade deadline. He's been lights out. Iglesias, who's probably going to be our closer over the next 2-3 years. Thank you, Alex Anthopoulos, for loading up with quality bullpen arms, which has solidified our status as a legitimate World Series contender for the second year in a row. Bullpenning is a new trend, and we've got it covered here in Atlanta. And there's your big take. Yeah, the bullpen, not enough credit being given to the bullpen, I believe. And I tell you what, this last month of the season, big part in tracking down the Mets. Double A, you're doing a good job, brother. We'll talk more about the Braves a little later in the show. Right now, though, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
All right, so Cordarrelle Patterson out for 4 games. He's getting his knee scoped, getting it cleaned up. So what's the plan now? CPAT's such a big part of this offense and what we do under Arthur Smith. How do we replace that? It's going to be hard to do. Fortunately, the Falcons invested in a running back in the draft. 5th round, we go to BYU and get Tyler Allgeier. Now, he wasn't dressed out in the first game of the year. But the rookie has gotten his feet wet over the last 3 games. 26 carries. I like what I see out of this guy. Runs tough. 5.3 yards per carry, and had his best performance last Sunday. 10 carries, 84 yards, had that 42-yard run. He can't carry the entire load. So it's a good thing that, well, Fontenot knows a good running back when he sees one. And we got number 42 ready to go now. Georgia, Atlanta native Caleb Huntley, Locust Grove High School, went to Ball State. Now, he was an undrafted free agent in the camp with the Falcons. He got waived and then signed to the practice squad. And now look at him now, brother. Caleb Huntley against Cleveland got his first action in the National Football League. 10 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. You combine what Algier and Huntley have done last week, last Sunday, and you're talking about 20 carries for 140 yards. Do the math for you. That's 7 yards a carry. Now, I know a lot of you fans out there are concerned. CPAD has been awesome. Patterson, it's been fun to watch. And most of these Falcons fans, the best I can tell, you're a little concerned. We're not going to be able to survive without Patterson. Let's hear from Arthur Smith talking about Cordarrelle and where he's at right now.
You know, again, I'm not the doctor, but, you know, you're trying to weigh all that, and nothing that he did that put him at any further risk. It's just you got to assess, well, is this something that you want to have week to week, and, you know, how's it going to go? And we got a great medical team, and NCP felt, and I don't hate to talk for him, but obviously he would have played if that were the case, Mike, and just something that you feel will help him, more importantly, in the long run, and then help the team, so.
Yeah, it sounds like Arthur Smith's a little bit concerned. So we got the month of October without Patterson, which is a little scary because he's been such a big part of this offense. So what do we do now? Do we hand it to these rookie running backs a little more? Bring Damian Williams back into the fold? Or do we throw the ball a bit more? Up, I know I'm freaking some people out. They're so down on Mariota. Can't believe he's still the quarterback, they say. Got to go with that rookie out of Cincinnati, Nernie. And there's your Falcons talk. Really do like Algier, and Huntley ran tough, too. And they're really sort of out of the same mold. Talking about Algier, 5'11", 220 pounds. Caleb Huntley, 5'10", 230 pounds. This is the kind of back that Arthur Smith really likes, a guy that he can run up in there between the tackles. They can get some yards after contact, run over a few people, play physical football at the running back spot. Arthur Smith loves that. So, Nernie, what do they do?
I'm not overly concerned about it. I mean, I know CP has been, you know, a stalwart, and he's been off to a fantastic start this year. I think what you're going to miss most about him is his multiplicity. I mean, the different ways to use him. They can line him out in the slot, obviously put him back in the backfield. So a defense has to account for where he's lined up at. But I think, man, if your offense is rolling, if you're able to keep a defense off balance the way that we were able to do a week ago, and even when the defense isn't off balance and they know you're going to run the ball, the fact that we had success with Huntley, I'm not overly, you know, I'm not throwing up the towel right now after hearing this news.
Yeah, we're in better shape, obviously, with these two young backs we can turn to. But, you know, the one thing I always look at in the National Football League, when you put a rookie running back in, my first thought is, okay, does he know the protections? When you're throwing the football, and look, the Falcons probably, they want to throw it apparently less than 20 times a game, but you're still going to have to throw it. Do they know who to block in each pass protection that they have? That's my concern. Because if they don't, you get a free run at the quarterback and bad things happen. So that is the one concern. These young running backs, who do I block? Can I pass protect? Many of them come into the league still needing to work their way through that, knowing how to pass block. But hoping for the best, man. Going to miss Cordarrelle Patterson. Going to miss seeing him back there. And these other two guys, Algier, he's a pretty good receiver, catches the ball pretty well. Huntley, I'm not real sure about that. Looks like he's just a banger. All right, coming up next on the show, we're going to talk about the Georgia Bulldog offense. They need to clean it up on first down. I'm going to tell you why, plus what's the latest on Bryce Young? The news coming out of Tuscaloosa, we'll hit that. And Georgia basketball coach Mike White, Bulldog Roundtable today. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on this Tuesday. Plenty of ways to listen. I just mentioned two of those. You can also listen as we stream online at 680thefan.com. You can actually click and watch the show when we're in studio. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Let them wow you. And you can listen on the smart speaker, and that's brought to you by South Point Financial Services, the mortgage professionals. 10 o'clock hour on The Fan, brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. If you want to win your personal injury case, championshiplaw.com. Want to talk about the Georgia Bulldog defense. Wanted to talk about the Georgia Bulldog offense. We get ready for the Auburn game coming up on Saturday afternoon in Athens. And this offense really struggling last Saturday over in Missouri. And we talked about some of it yesterday. Missouri came with a pressure defensive scheme. Put more in the box than the five offensive linemen could block. Very aggressive, coming after Stetson Bennett, trying to get penetration, blowing up running plays, which they did, and then playing some press man coverage out wide on the Georgia wide receivers. And Missouri believed a very smart plan, because right now without A.D. Mitchell, and I believe Arian Smith is another big factor in this offense getting better as the season goes on, without those two impact guys on the outside, Missouri did not feel threatened that Georgia would take some shots vertically down the field. And that's typically what offenses will do when they face defensive pressure schemes like Missouri was playing. You start putting more in the box than they can block. You see a lot of teams go to the quick pass and get it out on the perimeter quickly to a mismatch at the X wide receiver spot. Okay, you want to play like that? We'll take shots one-on-one with our guy against your guy, and we'll see who can win that matchup. But without A.D. Mitchell, who has got an ankle sprain, he's getting better and better, not quite there yet, and Arian Smith, who's been out injured in the preseason, you only got to see a glimpse of him last Saturday, but he is an explosive athlete that can run by people, and I hear this term a lot, take the top off the defense. For Georgia to be a complete offense, they've got to be able to hurt people vertically down the field. So they need A.D. Mitchell and Arian Smith in there wreaking a little bit of havoc to get these defenses to back off a little bit. Give them a little room to breathe. And there's some other things you need to do, too. And research done yesterday, my research staff here with the Buck Belue Show, it was me. yesterday, breaking it down as far as the Missouri game goes. And look, one of the big problems for Monken and the Georgia offense was first down and 10. I mean, they did not execute cleanly on first down and 10. And when you do that, well, you're going to be in second and long. You're going to be in third and long, which is not where you want to be. You're helping the defense out there. How so? Well, you're in obvious passing situations. So that helps the defense. Okay, they got to throw the ball here. Second down and 15. Third down and 10. You can forget about defending the run. It's time to defend the pass. So you're making it easier on the defense. So, Georgia, I hope this week they're working on getting things cleaned up on first down and 10. And an example of what I was able to find out with my research is that in the first half against Missouri, Georgia had 6 points, 2 field goals. They had 7 possessions, and 6 times they were in second down and 10 situations. 7 possessions, 6 times second down and 10. And they settled for 2 first-half field goals. That is the result. And when you're in second and long, typically you're going to fall into third and long. Got to get it cleaned up on first and 10. And you got to get A.D. Mitchell back in there with Arian Smith to really complete the offense. Mismatches on the outside is what the offensive coordinator should be looking for when you're playing these pressure-style defenses. And I want to, at this moment, I want to encourage Todd Monken, the Georgia offensive coordinator, to target 4 difference makers moving forward. Georgia's got 4 of them on the offensive side of the ball. Now, I mentioned A.D. Mitchell. You saw how important he was a year ago down the stretch. Remember that touchdown catch against Alabama and the Natty? A.D. Mitchell's a playmaker. He's a guy that can win on the outside versus man-to-man coverage. Arian Smith, look at the numbers. I know it's a small sample size. He's touched it like 10 times, and 5 times it's gone for touchdowns. He's a guy that can hurt you deep. Need to get him incorporated into this offense. And then you got 2 tight ends who they should be targeting also. I look at Darnell Washington as a complete mismatch. And they've had him blocking a lot this year. That's been his role. And they are not throwing the ball to him enough. I look right now, Darnell with 10 catches in 5 games. 2 catches a game? Are you kidding me? This guy is a complete mismatch. Let's flex him out and see if that cornerback can defend him one-on-one. He can't. And then Brock Bowers is the go-to guy in this Georgia offense. And they need to continue to find ways to get the ball to him, get the ball in his hands. And I would have loved to have seen them against Missouri flex him out wide, and let him run the slant. Let him run the go, back shoulder fade, where he goes up over the cornerback and makes the play. These 4 guys need to be targeted each and every week when they get Mitchell and Smith back in there. I want to hear Kirby Smart talking about Darnell Washington again. This is what Kirby had to say yesterday during his press conference.
He's a great ball-in-the-air guy. He's an exceptional blocker. He's taken on his role in terms of run game blocking, play action, vertical passing. He's really just a better football player because he's bought into being in shape. He's bought into playing with toughness. He's bought into the team, and he's helped himself tremendously in terms of being a guy that can go get balls, especially if you maybe are struggling outside. This guy can go make plays on the ball in the air, and I thought he showed that and probably had his best game of his career on Saturday night when we needed him most.
Yeah, let's do a little bit more of that, Kerb. Come on, man. Let's get Darnell Washington. That complete mismatch. Take advantage of that. All right, this week on Bucks Beat, my podcast, where you can check that out wherever it is you get your podcast, or go to thepodcastpark.com. You can find it there. Talking about this Georgia offense, and was joined by legendary Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, who's currently an SEC network analyst. And he sort of surprised me with a comment about the Georgia running backs. Here's Aaron Murray.
to me, it's not the receivers that are the biggest issue, Buck. It's the running backs. Like, right now, the running backs just aren't very good. Like, no one scares you, you know. And I think right now that's the biggest issue. Georgia's having to be one-dimensional, and they're having to rely on their passing game. Like, if Stetson is not on, which he was, you know, seemed like he was a little bit off this past weekend. I don't know if he's banged up or what, but just was not very confident throwing the football. Georgia doesn't have the running backs, to me, that can win you a football game.
Yeah, a little bit surprising with what Aaron said. You could hear the rest of the interview, Bucks Beat, the podcast, will be posted later today. So check that out. Kenny McIntosh, an excellent receiver. Really outstanding receiver. NFL scouts love what they see out of him as far as being a receiver. Now, he's not a guy you're going to throw in there and run in between the tackles all the time, I believe is what Aaron's thinking about there. Kendall Milton, who has really picked up the pay. He's the guy getting it more than any of these other running backs, and he's been a guy that's been dinged up over his first 2 years on campus. And tell you, he's been pretty good, actually. 6 yards a carry, 4 touchdowns. Now, he laid it on the ground in Missouri. You can't afford to be doing that when you're out in the open field. But he's a tough physical runner, and you'll continue to see him improve and get better with the more game reps that he gets. And then Dajan Edwards is a guy I really like. I saw him play some in high school at Colquitt County. He's a guy that can get some yards after contact. He's a guy, a short yardage guy, a goal line guy that can be very effective as the third wheel in that running back rotation. But clean it up on first down so you're not in as many predictable second and long, third and long situations. And hope they're working on that this week over at practice. That leads me right in to the college football nugget.
Tasty. Time for the college football nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, let's talk about the Alabama Crimson Tide, rated number one this week, and I don't know how in the heck you can vote for them to be the number one team in college football this week when their Heisman Trophy quarterback is injured. Nick Saban says Bryce Young is day-to-day. He's got a little AC sprain. Is it really little when you're talking about your Heisman Trophy quarterback and his passing shoulder? When you've got a backup quarterback that has very little experience and is completely has a completely different skill set than your Heisman Trophy quarterback. Now, Alabama, the schedule has tightened up a little bit here in the month of October. Going to face a little more challenging opponents here this month. So do you rush Bryce Young back because of the competition? Or do you let him heal so he's ready to go when November shows up? Because I tell you what, man, you rush Bryce Young back in there and he takes another shot to the shoulder, he might be out the rest of the year. And with Bryce Young out, Bill O'Brien, the coordinator, he's got to flip the offense going from pro pass to pro run. Limit pocket passing because the backup, Jalen Milroe, I know he's young and inexperienced, but my goodness, he's nothing but a running back playing quarterback at this point in time. All right, you got that volunteer game staring at you October 15th. They'll get by Texas A&M. They could go without a quarterback this coming Saturday and beat A&M. But how about the volunteers on October the 15th, man? I mean, you got to score some points. You're going to beat Tennessee. Can't wait to see how Alabama handles this. Let's hear from Nick Saban talking about Bryce Young and the situation he's in with that injured shoulder.
I saw today where there's headlines in the paper that, you know, I'm going to keep it a secret what we're going to do with Bryce. It sounded like me making that statement, but I've never said that. But it was there in black and white, like. So you can make up whatever you want to make up. You know, look at somebody else's running quarterback and say they should put these plays in. I think that'd be a better way to do it.
Well, in this day and time, Coach, you got to understand, everybody's hiding everything. Nobody's talking about injuries. They're hiding it. So what do you expect the media to do?
I've never said that.
And everybody knows what the deal is. You got to change the offense if Bryce Young's not in there. And this is the reason why I don't have Alabama number one this week or number two. I've got them number three.
You can make up whatever you want to make up.
Completely different team without Bryce Young. And there's your nugget. Want to give you the heads up, man. You can join Cellini and Domino and Chuck and Chernoff today, and they're going to be live at Hooters on Cobb Parkway near Cumberland Mall from 11 to 6, and they're going to be registering folks to win and giving away four pair of Atlanta Braves postseason tickets, compliments of Hooters. Of course, we're going to have 680 gear and those amazing Hooters chicken wings and libations there at Hooters, of course. That's Cellini and Domino and Chuck and Chernoff. They're going to be live at Hooters Cumberland today from 11 to 6, giving you a shot to win Braves postseason tickets, which aren't easy to come by. Not easy to come by. It's time for the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, Mark sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Hal Glogwood, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Let's go to the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Bring on Bulldog head coach Mike White joins us. Georgia basketball season is really underway. And, Coach, you've had a couple of practices now. What's been your first impression of the team?
A work ethic, serious approach, competitive spirit. It's been pretty good. We've got a lot done. We've got a ton more to install and to improve upon, of course. We'll take advantage today, today being the middle of a three-day run, with days off this weekend and a day off Thursday. So we'll back off some physicality today and do some more install teaching. And don't tell my guys I said that, of course. But overall, it's been really productive. I like this group.
Coach, what's this been like, you getting to know the players, getting to know the players, getting all that together prior to practice getting underway?
You know, I could sit here and tell you how much of a disadvantage we're at because all of these guys haven't played with one another and so many new guys, but that's the climate of college basketball, as you know, and it's pretty consistent probably across most of the nation and certainly in the SEC. So it's a part of it. You know, year in and year out, you're going to have to adapt and your roster is going to have to fast-track relationship building, of course, and try to find that level of continuity that could be an X factor in terms of success.
All right, you got an exhibition the last day of this month. Now you're going to open the season November the 7th at Stegman, getting the season started. It's going to be here before you know it.
It's incredible. I know it. It's we're sitting there in a long staff meeting yesterday discussing, again, what we've implemented and what we have left to implement. You know, we got to put in a couple zones. We got to put in some zone offense, some press offense. I mean, before you know it, it's going to be, you know, a week or two out. And, we got to get this in and this in. And, the urgency has got to be there, of course, but it should be there today. I like the urgency from our guys. Again, as I've talked about, a high level of competitive spirit in practice. We just got to continue to get better. And I know here at some point in the next couple of weeks, we'll have to fight that, which you do every preseason, the fact that these guys are playing against each other every single day and that just that monotony of coach. When can we play someone different?
All right, the fans and students get a chance to see all the new faces on the roster. Stegmania coming up October the 7th. I believe the first 2,000 in Stegman will get free T-shirts. You're going to have a dunk competition. The girls' team's going to be there also, hanging out, giving the fans a chance to check everybody out. That It's going to be fun, right? I mean, it's something you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll be fun for our students, for our community, for our guys, for the women. You know, it's a good start for both programs. You know, both of us are in a rebuild situation or a new era situation, I should say. An introduction to our fan base. Our student athletes are really excited. I've opted out of the dunk contest. You know, I don't want to take any shots at our guys. And then Quavo plays afterwards. So I know a lot of people in the community and again, our student body are super excited about Friday night.
Hey, I saw some good news on the recruiting trail as you lure in a big power forward. And you've got contacts, obviously, all over the Deep South. Florida goes without saying. Georgia, how's that reception been going around the state of Georgia for you?
It's been incredible, man. It really refreshing, and I can't talk about commitments, but I can talk about signees, of course, in our current roster. But we really like where we're at, and we feel like we're going to have a really strong 2023 recruiting class, which will ramp back up with the portal, you know, to complement anyone that we sign early in November, next spring, of course. But in this state, it's probably even more so than I thought coming in, a level of pride in terms of, hey, man, we want Georgia to win. Why would we not want to see the University of Georgia win? And why would we not want to drive over to Athens and see a winning product out there on the floor? And or a certain student athlete that says, you know, I've grown up dreaming about playing at Georgia. I mean, you hear that a bunch. We've had a lot of doors open for us. Hospitality's been great. We've got to continue to develop relationships. But at the end of the day, it's not about how many you recruit. It's about getting the right guys, you know, forming the right relationships, making the right marriages in terms of fit to allow you to ultimately win. It's recruiting's recruiting, and we want to do the best we possibly can do, but ultimately it's about winning. And so it's about those fits being correct.
Coach, I know there's some fans out there excited. As a matter of fact, I got a call from a buddy last night saying, hey, Buck, man, can you get me some tickets to that Auburn game? And I said, what, the football game Saturday? He says, no, man, I'm talking about the basketball game coming up. These fans are excited, well, looking forward to it.
It's great to hear. I know the Auburn home game last year was incredible. I watched it on TV. You know, there's a lot of pride and passion here, and I've been in Stegman before when it's really loud, and we've got to make it unhospitable. You know, we've got a very hospitable fan base, of course, and student body, and Athens is a great community, but we want it to be rowdy in Stegman, and we're just challenging all of our students and everyone in the community and people in Atlanta and Georgia fans everywhere. If you haven't been to a game, come give us a shot, and I think that you'll appreciate how hard our guys will play, and if you like it, when you come back, bring a friend.
Coach, we appreciate your time, man. We're looking forward to the basketball season and anxious to see you guys run the floor. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go dog.
UGA basketball coach Mike White hanging out. We're coming back on the other side. We're going to chop it up, talk a little Braves baseball. It's the Buck Ballou Show here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Got the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. We try to squeeze it all in. Appreciate you hanging out. Nice to have Mike White on. Trying to get that Georgia basketball program flipped around. We saw him down at UF coaching the Gators for a number of years. Always respected him from afar and wishing him and his team nothing but the very best over in Athens in the upcoming season. Be nice to get that ball rolling again over there. No, Dominique would agree. All right, let's chop it up. Let's talk a little Braves, baby.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, you heard DT tell you, man, the magic number remains number one. Mets with a doubleheader today, although that weather looks sort of shaky for today with the Mets. But forget about those losers. Braves, they get it started at 6:40 again tonight. Game two of that series in Miami, taking on the Marlins. And it's got to be tough, right? You're going from a packed house here in Atlanta at Truist Park, and then you go to Miami and you're playing in front of, what, 900 people? And we were sleepwalking yesterday. I mean, the only guy to show up was Dansby Swanson. And Dansby showed up. Everybody else sort of sleepwalking. The pitcher for the Marlins, Jesus Luzardo, looked like the second coming of Clayton Kershaw yesterday against us. Six shutout innings. He struck out 12 Atlanta Braves. Talk about sleepwalking. Come on, man. Dansby Swanson, the only guy to show up. He goes 2-for-4 with a double. And I tell you, it's just an indication of how competitive and focused Dansby Swanson is. Is watching him, he had an at bat in the eighth inning. And the umpire called a pitch that was out of the strike zone, really low, ankle high, called it a strike on Dansby. And Dansby turned around and gave him a piece of his mind. Competitive, ultra competitive is what Swanson is. He's not sleepwalking, man. He's showing up in a big way last night. Riley, come on, dude. Four strikeouts in the game? Braves 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. All right, flip the page. Got to win tonight. Let's get this thing over with. And enter Jake Odorizzi. And I'll tell you what, his acquisition, if he could give us five or maybe six innings tonight, if he could just help us win this one game, the acquisition would be, I would consider it as a success. And we're able to dump Will Smith in the deal, so don't forget about that part of it. But this will be his 10th start with an Atlanta Braves uniform, Odorizzi, and he's only gone six innings one time in the nine starts. And in September, four starts, ERA close to 8. It was pretty ugly. In those four starts, went four innings. Less than three times. I mean, it's pretty ugly stuff. But I'll tell you what, Jake, you get it done tonight, we'll forgive you. We'll say that acquisition was a success. Need the Braves to go out and get a victory tonight. Let's put this thing to bed. We face Braxton Garrett, who had six scoreless against us back in September. Middle of September, went six innings. We didn't score a run off the dude. That's the only appearance against the Braves this season. So let's go get it, man. Let's end this nonsense. Let's chop up on those fish down there tonight. There you go, Nernie. That's it. Now, we got all the teams. We got 12 teams all have qualified for the Major League Baseball postseason. Just got to get the seeding figured out over the next couple of days. Time for the final word. Georgia fans, Buck Belue Show, be at the T-Mobile, Dawsonville Highway in Gainesville on Friday. We'll be there doing the show live from 10 to 11, from 11 to 12. Want to invite you to come on by, pick up my new book, Inside the Hedges, and I'll be able to sign those for you, be able to say go Dawgs and all that good stuff. So coming up Friday, Gainesville, Dawsonville Highway from 10 to noon, hoping to see you there. And you can qualify, register and qualify to win some tickets to see the Bulldogs play in Athens, all courtesy of T-Mobile. Look forward to the visit. Hope to see you there. Be out and about, too, on Saturday, the Georgia Bookstore. I'll be there signing Saturday before the Auburn game, 1-3 at the UGA Bookstore. My man Lindsey Scott's going to be there. Malcolm Mitchell and Vince Dooley, hope to see you there on Saturday, Georgia fans. It's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show today. Got Nick and Chris hanging out at Hooters. They're coming up next. Adam Gillespie and Sean Nerney and Derek Thomas. It's Belue Dog saying have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.